Hello, everybody. Let's get over to the MotoWave screen and start the party. Ooh, there we go. All right. So this is a totally different video from my last one regarding trading trash. This is totally different. Hello, everybody. Thank you. Okay. So let's look at the current market situation right now. It's been a couple of days of negative trading days. And funny enough, we have here, I hope this is showing up. Anyways, negative days. Like look at everything's red. Everything except oil, slightly. Even our two favorite assets have gone negative as well, and even the international as well, Britain and Japan. So that's not a good sign. So let's talk about what's going on out there in the land of CFD and Forex. Now, remember, this is from Oanda. This is a pretty poor man's reliable way of looking at things in the market. This is the real one that everyone should pay attention to, is Germany 30. Look at that volume. It's just picked up crazy amounts. And it's pointing down, and there's so many of these, okay? It's the same chart. This is a Deutsche 30, okay? So something clearly is going on over there, okay? I don't watch the news a whole lot, but something's going on. As well, as you can see the volume there and that little short there, as well. So there seems to be, at least in Germany, a panic situation going on. But look at the, in Europe, UK 100, that volume's picking up and just killing off the stock performance of the UK 100. Second one there on that short. Some of these, you'll start to see where money flows. You can see here, we have a short on the British Australian dollar. Some has picked up into the US Japanese yen, but it's dipping, so people are not going there. Also, when you look at gold in New Zealand, we got a couple of shorts here. One, two, three, four. Okay, so volume is picking up, but no, it's not picking, the price is not picking up compared to the Deutsche 30. And then you'll start to see where the money's flowing. So it seems that euro, Swiss franc is picking up a little bit. This could be temporary, of course. But we have a long here on the euro British pound, which would kind of make sense. We've got three of those. So I think this is one of the places people will temporarily put money into. This is another surprising one. Europe and Hungary, that performance there, it's just one, but the volume's not as much. So that's how you can confirm that. Also, really where you can really pick up where the performance will pick up is this one, Euro, New Zealand dollar. I think New Zealand has a better story on the global sickness. So that's one reason. Another reason is that it's a smaller country. The dollar probably looks better as well. So this one really caught my eye. Okay, so you got a short and a long, but in this case, it's that volume really picked up. Euro Sweden again here, but that one really picked up as well, but the volume's not as much. I've talked about that as well regarding safe haven will be Scandinavia. And again, you can see more of these Deutsche 30 shorts here. We got four more, and just that volume is just quite a bit. Okay, comparative to what happened May 12th here historically. So it may bounce back, who knows, but just for now, that's what I'm seeing. Hong Kong, Japan, yen, more volumes picking up there, but no positive advancement on this pair here, Hong Kong, Japanese, yen. Also shorts, more shorts on Japan as well. And yeah, it's not getting hit as hard as the Deutsche 30, but it's definitely shortened there, the guidance says. So Here's another one. We mentioned this as well. War volume picking up for getting killed. UK 100 as well. NASDAQ 100. British pound against the Australian dollar shortened. US dollar, sorry, US 30 year is picked up because I guess the markets are not doing too good. But it still has that short outlook. Okay. This is the one that really surprised me, and I've been watching this, is US Thai baht. I think Thailand may get some benefit from this, but the volume doesn't show it. And here's some more. Look at that volume there on that negative for the SPX or S&P 500. Okay. And then this should be a typical safe haven trade, USD, Japanese yen, not looking good. This is where it gets very interesting as well as potential safe havens is sugar. It's been in decline. Okay. Volume there is quite low, but this is the interesting one. Wheat. Look at that big volume there. It's moved up a little bit as well. Corn, a little bit of volume there. So people are piling a little bit into agriculture. All right, so we have a long here on New Zealand, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Australia, Swiss franc, no impact at all. Okay. Canada, CHF, very little volume, but there's something clearly has happened earlier, but something definitely going on in Germany. There's two more shorts here, three more, four more, all shorting. Oh, we might have a positive move here. NASDAQ, more volume dropping there in the S&P. Okay, Brent is still looking good. Positive there, stabilizing in price for the Brent crude. British and New Zealand. So the New Zealand is getting some benefit here with that big move, but it's starting to flip now lately. But right now, that's quite the interesting trend for the last couple of minutes, at least. The Canadian dollar is not doing too good as well with the pound in the Canadian. There's a couple of shorts there. One, two, three shorts. Same with the pound against the Australian. Got a slight longs. Let me see. Pound with the Swiss franc. One, two, three, four. Three out of four longs. So the Swiss is not doing too good either. This is where it also gets interesting is where what's happening with gold. If you have a market panic, the reverse should be happening. We should be shorting or going down, but it is. So this is where I get a little worried about gold. But here's where the interesting. As we know, and I've mentioned this before in past videos, this metric right here, the gold, silver, look at the volume there pick up when the panic sets in. Got a slight long. This is the one to watch that confirms everything is a gold, silver ratio. Silver, euro drop in there. Silver, New Zealand drop in. Even the Australia 200 is getting hit. That huge volume there. Let's just see. But you can see here it's turned positive slightly. I don't know if that'll be sustain itself. Australia, Swiss franc. Australia, New Zealand. Australia, Singapore. So you'd think Singapore would look good, but it's not doing as well as you'd want. Same with the Hong Kong dollar. I just don't think Hong Kong's a place is a safe haven. Just maybe the Chinese influence, I don't know. But there's a long there. Euro in Australia is an interesting one. There's a performance there. Volume's quite low. Euro, Canadian, very little impact. Okay, so we're in the very good status now. Some of these, like Czech, not much going on there. But there's a quite a bit big long of the euro, British pound. Let's just check this out. Euro and rand, not much there to talk about. Deutsche 10-year negative, something out of Germany's, it must be a news item. I have to look it up. Doesn't matter, though. But a big negative volume there. More Deutsche 30 looking not good. but it seems to be settling down as it's turning positive again. So who knows? India, short. This is India 50 short. SG 30 long. Okay, that's an interesting one, but I wouldn't really pay attention to it. More, look at this. Singapore against the yen. It's getting killed as well. And negative long there as well. So Asia is not as great as you think it is. UK 10-year short, long, long, short. So 2 out of 4, which is mixed. Again, another short here with the NASDAQ. So this will continue. This US market looks like that's going to continue short. Let's see here. We've got another short for the US 30-year bond. US China's got a slight long. Not much volume picked up there. Look at that performance. That is pretty interesting. USD Thailand, slight longs there, but that's it. So Hungary, Thailand has picked up. Shorts, more shorts, two shorts. Well, mixed on the S&P 500, one long, one short on the 10-year. USD's Czech is looking performing pretty nice in the last few hours. USD Hong Kong has shorted in that big drop there. Very little volume. So again, the Asian, especially, well, even Japan, Asia, Singapore is not doing as well as you'd think. Brent crude again has stabilized. Natural gas, long there, stable. Sugar still in decline. Corn is doing okay, but now it's starting to go negative as well. These are all the algos in play here. You can see when things start to flip-flop like this. Canadian, Swiss, pound against the Canadian, short, short, short. Anything Canadian, I don't think it's doing that good right now. Some longs here, a pound against the Swiss franc, three longs there. Now, this is where it gets interesting. We've got one, two shorts, pound against the New Zealand. Let's see what else we got here. Singapore against the Swiss franc, big volume there. With a long, some performance as well. Singapore, Hong Kong, again, short. Copper, this is one we should be watching. Look at that, it's just getting killed there. It's been dipping. So again, that inflation trade should be questioned. And last but not least is the platinum. Same thing, dropping, but has a probably a temporary long. That's about it. Not much more I can tell you. And also, don't forget our alternative digital asset classes. We are seeing some good performance with that. So we'll leave it at that in the description. If you want to join any of our stuff, just click on those links and join. All right, we shall talk to you later. Happy day.